Hello and welcome to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And today we have an intermediate lesson about PowerPoint.
PowerPoint. You guys all know PowerPoint. You guys all use PowerPoint.
Yeah, but, you know, it's hard to actually make it really effective.
Yeah, because everybody uses it so much that, you know, like there's a lot of, I would say 90% of all PowerPoints are not
so great. It takes some skill.
It does, absolutely. Yeah. So we are going to do a two-part lesson. Today we'll be talking about the do's.
Yeah.
Next time we will be talking about the don'ts of how to make your PowerPoints better.
Mm-hmm. So today we're going to look at the do's, things that you should do when making a PowerPoint.
Okay, well, do we want to go ahead and listen to those do's?
Oh, we do.
We do.
PowerPoint is a great tool to enhance your presentations, but far too often we let it overwhelm us and our message. The following are some simple tips for making the best use of PowerPoint. Number one, use legible type size. Titles should be at least 36 to 40 points. Bulleted text or body copy at least 24 points. Number two, be brief. A good rule of thumb is to cut paragraphs down to sentences, sentences into phrases, and phrases into keywords. Number three, use keywords to help your audience focus on your message. Number four, enhance readability. Don't crowd your slides. Use normal case, not all caps, and punctuate sparingly. Number five, make every word and image count. Each one should help convey your message in the strongest way possible. Number six, limit the number of slides. A good rule of thumb is one slide per minute.
Okay, so we just heard some do's about making PowerPoint.
Right, so right off the bat, we hear what we already know.
Right.
PowerPoint is a great tool to enhance presentations, but far too often, we let it overwhelm us and our message.
Right, so just a quick note before we keep going. PowerPoint, and a lot of you use this word PPT.
PPT.
Yeah, a lot of my students in Korea as well would say PPT.
Mm.
And, you know, we do say that. That's the file name, but generally talking about this program.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if my boss were to say, like, can you show me the PowerPoint on whatever? My boss is not going to say, show me the PPT.
Right. We just say the full name, PowerPoint.
Show me the PowerPoint. Yeah. Right. Or the PowerPoint presentation. If you really, you really feel like, you know, using extra breath and time.
Yeah. So, of course, these PowerPoint presentations are awesome for enhancing.
Okay, so enhancing means to make better.
Yeah, the quality or the amount of something. Things you can enhance.
Your life.
Yeah, you can enhance your life. You can enhance your career.
Yeah, of course.
Your life. Enhance the value of something.
People say that if you eat a lot of carrots, it will help enhance your vision.
Oh, okay. So, the quality of your vision.
I don't know if that's true, but I like carrots.
My mom said that, and it worked, so I ate lots of carrots.
Okay, so there we go. He is enhanced. Actually, we could use this as an adjective as well. Mm-hmm. Right? Enhanced vision. Enhanced.
Yeah, and the noun form would be enhancement. Mm. You know, there was an enhancement of a computer program or something like that.
Something like that. So the whole point is that, you know, PowerPoint is this great tool, but often it overwhelms us.
Yeah. So overwhelm, this is can be used in war or battle when the enemy is too strong and they defeat us because, you know, there's too much force.
Right, exactly. But of course, most of us don't really, you know, fight in wars. So in daily life, this is going to be more like, you know, my job overwhelms me.
Yeah. You have, there's just too much and you can't handle it. Like, your job, your workload. Oftentimes people say that their responsibility is overwhelming. It's too much.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly.
So we want to avoid overwhelming the viewers of our PowerPoint, and we want to make the best.
Okay, so make the best of something. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is pretty straightforward, right? You want to make the best
Yeah.
That you can, you know, if you want to make something the best and you're making it better, you're certainly being very effective.
Right, yeah. So like PowerPoint has lots of functions. So we should use as many as we can to, we might say, reach its potential.
Reach the potential. Yeah. Okay, so number one on the list is use legible type size.
Yeah, legible. Now, this is a really specialized word, like only for reading.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
or writing.
Or writing, right? Because it means that it can be read.
Yeah, so often doctors, we say they have chicken scratch writing. It's not legible. You can't read what the doctor writes on your prescription.
It's illegible.
It's very good. Yeah, illegible.
Illegible.
Opposite, yeah.
Okay, so type size is basically if you use Microsoft Word, Microsoft PowerPoint.
Yeah.
That's just the number that they put beside the, you know, what you've written.
Right, exactly. And it's usually just like 12.
12, yeah. 14.
Mm-hmm. 12 points, yeah.
Exactly. So here they say titles should be at least 36 to 40 points.
Yeah, so that's pretty big.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty big.
But you want everybody to see it.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, it needs to be legible.
And next on here we have bulleted text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bulleted. There's also... like dashes or numbers or letters. This is for lists.
Okay, right. Yeah. So it basically just means you put like a dot beside the text.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I remember when we were in school, my teachers always told me anyway, like you don't need to put a full sentence.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah. Like we might say that it's called point form.
Point form.
Yeah. So you put a bullet point and then point form.
Right.
Just for making memos.
Just for memos. Yeah. And again, like a PowerPoint presentation is, well, as we see in our next step, is supposed to be brief.
Exactly.
Right? So you don't need to put full ideas or sentences. You just kind of need to put like, you know, hey.
Yeah. Keywords and things.
Keywords. Yeah. And then you can kind of, you can give the full thought.
Right. And there's one more term here, body copy. This is just another word we say is body text.
Mm.
And this is just like the main part of your presentation.
Right.
So if it's an essay, your title and then all of your essay, that's the body.
Okay.
Yeah. So in number two, as Adam was saying, be brief.
Be brief.
Yeah.
And always be brief in every part of life. Try to be.
Yeah. Don't be too verbose.
Ooh, verbose.
Verbose.
Yeah.
yeah. A good rule of thumb is to cut paragraphs down to sentences.
Okay.
So rule of thumb.
Rule of thumb, you know, is just basically a good general rule.
Yeah. We usually use this. It's just like a guideline that's easy to follow, that you don't need any kind of special tool. Like, for example, if you're measuring how much rice you need to make rice, you know, you use a good rule of thumb is use two handfuls of rice or something like that.
Or even like rice to water, right?
Right.
A
yes,
good
exactly.
rule of thumb is it's going to be twice as much water.
Right. Yeah.
Not exactly. You know, you can play with that.
Right.
But it's
right.
a good place to start from.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And so this rule of thumb, this good guideline is to cut paragraphs down to sentences.
Okay, so cut something down.
Yeah,
cut.
Shorten.
Yeah, just make it shorter.
Yeah, trim. Yeah, make it shorter. Or summarize.
Right, right. I mean, you know, Connor and I are always writing things for Jenny, and Jenny is always telling us, you got to cut that down.
Yeah, we like to talk too much.
We are not very brief sometimes when we are writing, that's for sure.
Yeah, so if you've got paragraphs, when you change them to your PowerPoint, cut them down to sentences.
Yes.
If you've got sentences, cut them down to phrases. And if you've got phrases, cut them down to keywords.
Just keep cutting, guys.
Yeah,
cut.
Yeah. And just in case, phrase is just like a group of connected words, right? Yeah.
Right. Okay, so speaking of keywords, you want to use these to help your audience focus on the message.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you really don't want them to be looking and trying to read your PowerPoint. You just want some big keywords so they can stay focused.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four is enhance. Oh, we see enhance again.
Yes, indeed. Enhance readability.
Readability. Okay. I hope you guys can figure this one out. Readability.
Yeah. So you can break that up into able to read.
Right.
Something is readable.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So what's the difference here between readable and legible?
Well, you see, legible is more just like I can see clearly each letter.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Well, this one just means that more the flow, it's natural to read.
Right, because some people,
it's comfortable.
Some people write, you know, like for example, we said paragraph before.
Yeah.
Some people write very bad sentences, right, and very bad kind of paragraphs.
Confusing, right?
Confusing, yeah. And you just don't really, there's a lot of, we call them run-on sentences.
Right, right, or wordy sentences.
Yeah. So, readability is more about like the structure, mm-hmm, of the sentence.
Yeah, it should be simple and have some flow, some, yes, natural flow.
Mm.
Yeah. Part of that is not crowding your slides.
Okay, crowding. You guys know what crowds are. You live in one of the crowdiest countries in the world.
Yeah, a lot of crowdiest. Yeah. So just like people, there's, you know, too many or too crowded, too busy.
Yes.
Don't make your slides. And just by the way, your slides, that's just the picture. Each single picture on your presentation is called a slide.
Right.
Don't make them too busy.
Yeah.
If you do that, then you're going to, again, distract them.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So what about punctuation?
Yeah, now punctuation, you should be sparing with punctuation.
Okay.
Get this word sparingly.
So punctuation, mm-hmm, you guys probably know is, you know, commas.
Yeah.
Periods, yeah, dashes, mm-hmm, but here punctuate is a verb.
Yeah, punctuate is a verb. So it just means, yeah, don't write too many commas and periods, things like that.
Right, because that really, it kind of hurts the readability.
Yeah, it does. So use those sparingly, which just means don't use too much. In fact, use very little.
Yeah, it's really a great phrase, right? Yeah. Use something sparingly.
Right, yeah. That is, if you use too much, then it could be a problem.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel doctors, mm-hmm, you know, they always prescribe antibiotics.
Right, yeah, when you're sick.
When you're sick. Yeah. But sometimes people need that.
Yeah.
But that's something that doctors do not prescribe, yeah, or do not give out, yeah, sparingly. And
right, right,
we might, you know, find in a couple of years that, oh, that's a problem.
Yeah. Verbs you can use with sparingly, again, like medical things that you, like lotion on your skin, apply sparingly. Yeah.
Use sparingly.
Like if you don't like butter, I love butter. You can spread it sparingly.
Well, even like swearing.
Yes.
In English, people always want to know about the bad words, the swear words. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I always think, well, it's good to sometimes swear.
Sure, emphasize. Yeah.
But if you're always swearing, you sound like an idiot.
Yeah.
So you want to use swear words sparingly.
Sparingly, yeah. Awesome. All right, so number five, you got to make every word and image count.
Make it count.
Yeah, so this is this is a phrasal verb here. Make something count.
Okay.
To make something count, it's kind of similar to what we saw make the best of.
Yeah, just make it really valuable.
Yeah, so something that's very, that's limited, like if you only have one chance to do something, you have to make it really effective, make it count.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So in this case, we're saying that because we're using things sparingly, there's not going to be a lot of them.
Right,
which means that they really better be good.
Yeah, they better be really good, and if you do use them sparingly, and make everything count, that will help convey your message to the viewers, to the people watching.
Okay, so convey, that means like express.
Express. I always think of in an airport when you go get your bags after you land and you got to get your, you know, luggage. There's this called a conveyor belt.
That
brings out your bags.
Right, or if you put your bags through a security check at a subway station or train station. It's also a conveyor belt. It sends.
Yeah, it sends. It moves things from one to another. So, yeah, convey. You want your meaning, your message to be transferred, to move to the audience.
Okay.
So convey.
Okay, so other ways we could use convey, maybe convey meaning.
Yeah, convey an idea.
Convey an idea.
Yeah, so okay, so number six, the final do for part one, limit the number of slides.
Yes, absolutely. And a good rule of thumb here again is one slide per minute.
Yeah, you don't want to be clicking through the slides too much, but you also want to keep it interesting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you just have one slide up for an hour, it's like, well, what's the point?
Yeah, what's the point? Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we listen to those do's one more time?
All right. Sounds good.
PowerPoint is a great tool to enhance your presentations, but far too often we let it overwhelm us and our message. The following are some simple tips for making the best use of PowerPoint. Number one, use legible type size. Titles should be at least 36 to 40 points. Bulleted text or body copy at least 24 points. Number two, be brief. A good rule of thumb is to cut paragraphs down to sentences, sentences into phrases, and phrases into keywords. Number three, use keywords to help your audience focus on your message. Number four, enhance readability. Don't crowd your slides. Use normal case, not all caps, and punctuate sparingly. Number five, make every word and image count. Each one should help convey your message in the strongest way possible. Number six, limit the number of slides. A good rule of thumb is one slide per minute.
Okay, guys, so we just heard those do's one more time. And in case you're looking at the word do's and don'ts, you might be a little confused about the spelling and the punctuation.
Right, right.
Yeah, so like normally we put an apostrophe for certain in certain grammatical cases. But in this, if you look at the word D-O-S, do's, it looks like DOS.
DOS.
Yeah. So it can be confusing. According to, you know, some like proper American grammar, you should not write an apostrophe in do. So just D-O-S, but it's confusing.
Right. So you will notice that in our title, yeah, we did put the apostrophe.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just to help, just to make it clear.
Yeah. And that is okay. A lot, there's a, you know, famous newspapers that do use an apostrophe here and it's okay.
It's okay.
Grammatically, it's okay.
So when you are leaving your comments, you know, if you want to ask any other punctuation questions, that's okay. That's really great. Mm-hmm. But just keep in mind that we threw that punctuation, that apostrophe in just to make things simple.
Yes. So today was the list of do's, and in part two, we'll be looking at the list of don'ts for your PowerPoint presentation, things you should not do.
Yeah, but in the meantime, what did you think about the do's?
Did you
find today's lesson very, very helpful with your own PowerPoints?
Yeah.
Do you use PowerPoint in your day-to-day life?
Yeah, and if there are any other do's that you can think of, let us know in the comments.
Okay, guys, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Talk to you later.